House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic leaders wanted to bring up the legislation as early as last week, but were forced to delay until late Wednesday to round up sufficient votes. They eventually persuaded the most vocal anti-war Democrats, who favor specific mandatory troop withdrawal timelines, to support the measure, which calls for transitioning U.S. forces away from combat and opposes extending or prolonging the war. In exchange for short-term funding, Democrats would require the president to begin withdrawing U.S. troops within 30 days of enactment. They set only a goal of pulling most combat forces out by December 15, 2008. But this brought a renewed veto threat from the White House, where Press Secretary Dana Perino briefed reporters.
Once again, they plan to send the president a bill that they know he will veto. This is for political posturing and to appease radical groups.
$50 billion would pay for about 4 months of military operations, and without the money, the Pentagon would have to begin dipping into its regular budget. The Democrats' measure also directs that funds be used only to protect U.S. forces and American diplomats on the ground, for counterterrorism, and what is called limited training equipment and logistical support for Iraqi security forces, and attempts to set strict rules against the use of torture on terrorist suspects. Republicans assailed the measure, asserting Democrats want to tie the hands of military commanders at a time when President Bush's military surge strategy seems to be bringing a downturn in violence, at least in Baghdad. California Republican David Dreyer spoke on the House floor.
Tide is turning in Iraq. We're seeing far more than pockets of success, as my friend has said. We're seeing a dramatic shift in the landscape.
But Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern cautioned against putting too much faith in recent statistics.
Speaker, let me caution my friends about declaring mission accomplished yet again. While all of us pray that the violence continues to subside, we should also appreciate history enough to know that lulls in intense violence are not always permanent. And let me also state that the current levels of violence in Iraq are still unacceptably high.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Robert Gates were on Capitol Hill Wednesday to brief lawmakers on Iraq and press hard against the Democratic measure. Illinois Democratic Senator Richard Durbin provided this assessment of what he learned in that meeting.
It's very clear that there are no plans to bring any substantial number of American troops home soon. In fact, the only projection to reach pre-surge levels is well into next year.
In the Senate, the Democratic measure faced an uphill battle because a 60-vote majority is required in the 100-member chamber to overcome procedural hurdles that block approval. Senate Republicans on Wednesday introduced their own alternative legislation to provide $70 billion, but without any policy restrictions. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid made clear this week, while they have been unable to attract Republican support for strong withdrawal provisions through numerous votes this year, Democrats have no intention of giving up.
We are going to continue until the course is changed to change course in Iraq for the military and for the American taxpayer.
Democrats have deliberately put off action on President Bush's larger $196 billion request, saying that if the president rejected their short-term measure, there would likely be no further action on war funding in this congressional session. In the unlikely event President Bush signed an interim funding bill emerging from Congress, Democratic leaders would bring up additional funding increments next year, but stressed they do not intend to give the president a blank check for military operations for the remainder of his time in office. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.